red currant tarts, bilberry scones, plum cakes, latticed apple pies, strawberry flans, and damson puddings radiated out into patterns, dotted by bowls of nut cream, meadow cream, abbey cream, rose cream, and buttercup fondant. Pitchers, flagons, and jugs overflowing with October ale, strawberry cordial, dandelion and burdock, berry wine, and cowslip cordial jostled for position amidst bowls of warm-scented rose water and embroidered napkins standing by for sticky paws.
Hey, Nordo, what do you think of our shrimp and hot root soup, matey?
Whoa, it's hot! Pass the October ale, please.
Yeah, you'll sample some of it deeper than ever, Poyser Eagle.
Och, as soon as I get my beak free of this trifle, laddie.
Right-ho, Dumble, me old scout. Load in the cheese and salad. Now you start at this side of the loaf, and I'll start at the other side. That's the ticket. Meet you in the middle, what?
Do you like chestnut and celery cheese, Mr. Logalog? Just try a piece atop of your vegetable flan.
Mmm. It was worth battling all that way for, Mr. Spinney. And I think I'll dream of your October ale for the rest of my life. Alpho, what's that you're eating?
Bilberry scone with meadow cream. The friar's going to give me the recipe. Very civilised indeed. Now then, young mole, don't fall into that deeper pie thing.
Sir, that be the bestest part, falling in e pie. Then I can eat my ways out of it.
Oh, look out. Thruggan and Brother Ollieberry have started a shrimp or not root soup eating competition. Just look at that pepper they're putting into it.
I say, chaps, any room for another jolly old contestant?
Steady on, Pickle Folger. You're in the middle of a pie eating contest with me.
So I am, Tubby Guts, old lad. Hold the soup. I'll be with you as soon as I've dealt with this galsome glutton.
Ach, yon skinny lang-leg laddie is a bro scoffer. I'd hate him to visit my nest for a season. Pass some of those candied chestnuts, will you, Tom Beak?
Away! You're not doing so bad yourself for an injured falcon. If you take your beak out of yon trifle and look at yourself, Rockangus.
The son of Laird MacTallan did take his beak out of the trifle long enough to rip away the dressing from his wing. He flexed it and gave a wild whoop.
Kay! My wing's working again. Thrag, you're a bonny river dog.
Immediately he was in the air, circling and soaring around the high spire and redstone turret of the abbey. Wheeling out, he swooped down and glided majestically over the heads of the revellers in the orchard as they cheered and hurrahed. Abbess Vale smiled contentedly at her old friend.
My, my faith, they are enjoying themselves. I do hope we don't run short of anything.
Friar Bellows leaned over between them.
Short, did you say? You should see the supper spread I've laid out in Great Hall. It would feed an army through a hard winter.
Mara shook the fat mouse solemnly by the paw.
Thank you, Friar Bellows. You have done our abbey proud.
Abbess Vale smiled as she grasped the badger maid's paw.
Did you hear that, Sam Kim? She said, our abbey. Do you think she will stay here as guardian?
I'm certain, Abbess. Martin the warrior said it should be so.
Vale sat back in her chair, folding her paws into the habit sleeves as her eyelids began to droop.
You must forgive me. It has been a long day and I need to take a little nap. Sam Kim, I always knew you would come back. You have returned Martin's sword, and tomorrow the Wild King Macpherson will restore it to its place on the Weathervane. There it will stay to watch over our abbey. My heart is glad, because not only did you bring the sword, you brought us our beautiful badger, Mara. Heroes, Sam Kim, we were never short of them. Thrug, Little Dumble, Arula, and yourself, brave creatures all. What more could an old one like me desire than to rest here with red wallers enjoying themselves in good health, peace and happiness.
The young squirrel and the badger maid sat watching the Abbess of Redwall as she slept quietly, surrounded by her friends in the orchard on a high, sunny afternoon in the autumn of the homecomers.